Welcome back to the 980s podcast, hosted by yours truly, Kevin Thompson, founder and CEO of 9i Capital Group. Thank you guys for joining us. As I always say, subscribe to the channel. As I always say, go and get my book, MLB to CFP, live on Apple and Amazon. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@9icapitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.9icapitalgroup.com. Schedule an appointment. Follow us on all social media channels at MLB2CFP. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, engage, and also entertain. And today we're talking about breaking down the budget bill, the House Republican budget bill, and the five impacts to your wallet, the possible impacts. Again, none of this is written in stone, but I went through the budget bill, and there are some key aspects to this budget bill that you need to be aware of. So, without further ado, let's get it. So today we're breaking down the new budget bill and how it's going to impact your wallets, consumer spending, and your financial future. This bill has some major shifts in government spending that can impact everything from food prices to loan rates, infrastructure, energy costs, and even retirement benefits. So in this episode, we're going to discuss five key takeaways that you need to know and how they might impact your day-to-day spending habits. So let's just start with the area I think that most people disregard: agricultural budget cuts. Expect higher food prices. Now, a lot of you may not understand that back in 2017, 2018, when the current administration introduced tariffs, there was a massive shift in regard to a lot of the farmers out there that almost went bankrupt, some of the small farmers. So there had to be a package that had to be released to them, almost $30 billion, to backfill the quote-unquote the tariffs, the impact to a lot of these small farmers. So let's get right to how this may impact. So again, one of the biggest and most immediate changes, a $230 billion cut to agriculture spending over the next decade. Now, I know what you're thinking. How does this impact me, Kevin? How does this affect me? Well, a huge chunk of the budget supports farmers and food production subsidies, which help keep prices stable. So when funding drops, it means higher costs for farmers to grow and distribute food, less price support for consumers leading to higher grocery prices, potential shortages of certain products due to increased production costs. So let's talk about milk, eggs, and grain, for example. If farmers receive less federal assistance, they either have to cut production or charge more. Either way, that leads to higher prices for you at the grocery store. So if you haven't already noticed, food prices have been creeping up. Expect that trend to continue. Another potential ripple effect: restaurants may increase menu prices to offset rising food costs. This means eating out can become more expensive. You guys have probably already seen it, especially in the world of eggs, making it less affordable for many households. The key takeaway here: if you haven't already, let's start budgeting for higher food costs or consider bulk shopping to save where you can. Now, I also want to mention that there are some costs that should come back down to what we call equilibrium price, whether it be olive oil, cocoa, eggs, etc. Those prices have gone really, really high. They've broken through some astronomical barriers. And typically what happens when, whether it be the avian flu or what have you, or a shortage, there's going to be other people coming into the market to hopefully supply that market and bring prices back down. So we're expecting those prices to come down. I don't know how long it's going to take, but those prices should come down over a good amount of time. So part two, the $4 trillion deficit or $4 trillion debt limit increase. What's the real cost? The bill also raises the U.S. debt limit to $4 trillion. Now, that might sound like a good thing, because it prevents government shutdowns. But here's the catch. When a government increases debt, it often results in higher interest rates, which means everything from higher credit card rates, more expensive mortgages, increased auto loans rates. So let's talk about inflation. More government borrowing can fuel inflation, making everything from gas to groceries more expensive, like I mentioned previously. If you got a mortgage or loan with variable interest rates, you can see your monthly payments go up over time. So here is a takeaway. Even though increasing the debt limit offsets the need for having government shut down talks and reconciliation, the issue is the budget is increasing. The debt limit is increasing, and we're putting more debt on to the United States government. So if you're planning a big purchase, lock in fixed rates now before they climb even higher. Three, let's talk about the cuts to the infrastructure and transportation. Expect delays and higher costs. Another key budget cut, transportation, infrastructure funding. Now, we might think about this every day, but again, we may not think about how it's going to impact us. But these cuts could lead to slower road repairs, longer traffic delays, higher public transportation fares, rising airline ticket prices. So let's take a real-world example. If your city relies on federal funding for road maintenance and that funding gets cut, you may end up paying more in gas and car repairs due to road conditions. Also, public transit. Public transit users should watch out for fare hikes and reduced services in cities that depend on federal funding if the funding is cut. So here's the key takeaway to this. If you commute daily, factor in potential rising costs and delays in transportation expenses and increased costs to maintenance to your vehicles. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to get just astronomically bad. It just depends on where the money's going to come from and how much money we're going to have to put into the system to cover those projects. Any cut is going to basically make the roads less. I mean, we already know that it's going to make the roads less and less passable and make them worse. But it all depends on what kind of reconciliation and what money goes out to the governments and how they can be better stewards of those dollars. Now, one thing, especially here in Texas, I want to talk about energy policy. Energy policy. Could your utility bill go up? A lot of you have probably seen your gas bills, your utility bills go up, especially during these cold weather spouts. But again, let's talk about some of these energy policy changes. This bill prioritizes energy deregulation and increased domestic oil and gas production. Now, this could mean lower gas prices in the short term, reduced reliance on the foreign oil, and potentially higher energy costs long term if deregulation leads to price fluctuations. But here's the thing. While gas prices might fall initially, deregulation could lead to price instability down the road. Price instability in regards to gas, no one likes that when you see moves from 10 cents a day or 15 cents a day. No one wants that. We want more stable declines or stable rises in those prices on a daily basis. So if environmental regulations loosen, energy companies may pass those risks onto the consumer in the form of higher electricity and heating costs. Our key takeaway here, keep an eye on your energy bill and consider investing in energy efficient appliances to reduce long-term costs. And finally, one key thing that I think a lot of people just didn't really look at inside of the bill, and this is something that really caught my eye, the $2 trillion cut in mandatory spending. $2 trillion cut in mandatory spending. Will Social Security and Medicare be impacted? Now, I know the current administration campaigned on not touching entitlements, so I'm not saying they're going to come after your entitlements. It's not what I'm saying. But one of the most controversial parts of the bill is the $2 trillion cut to the mandatory spending, which includes Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Now, if you're not retired yet, you might think this doesn't really apply to you, but it absolutely does. Possible impacts, higher Medicare costs. Seniors might have to pay more for healthcare services. Potential Social Security changes, benefits could be adjusted, meaning less income in retirement. Medicaid eligibility tightening, low-income families might lose access to essential health care. What they're saying is they want to go to a block grant strategy where states get a block grant amount of money to each of the states, which basically that is used to spend on these types of services. Now, if you're only getting a set amount, the state has to be better stewards of their money and push that amount out to each of the individuals based on the amount of money that they currently have. So it's not like an open spigot that like it's currently been. So what I'll say is this. If you're in your 30s or 40s, these cuts could change the way you need to plan for retirement. This is why having a personal savings strategy and additional retirement investments is crucial. Here's the key takeaway to this. If you haven't started seriously planning for retirement or planning what retirement looks like, especially if you're at or near retirement now, now is the time to think about other income sources beyond Social Security. I know a lot of people out there that are just taking Social Security. I'm not saying they're going to come after your benefits. I'm not saying they're going to reduce your benefits. Matter of fact, there's things in the proposal that are stating that they're wanting to increase or decrease the amount of taxation on your Social Security. So that's something that's a positive in regards to decreasing your Social Security tax. But also, with decreasing your Social Security tax in regards to taxation, there may be an issue there where, of course, there's IRMA charges and things like that that come into play in regards to what's left, especially when you have the fact that those tax brackets, the tax on those Social Security benefits hasn't been changed in over decades. So if those start getting stepped up, there's going to be a large benefit for those who are completely relying on Social Security to get more money into their pockets, which is absolutely crucial. Absolutely crucial. I'm all for that. But here's the question I posit. Why are we doing such a great job, whether it be WEP or GPO, which is windfall elimination provision or government pension offset, of taking money out of the system and not doing a very good job of finding new ways to fund the system? We all know that $50 billion a year comes from taxation of Social Security benefits. Now you're doing another job where you're trying to reduce those benefits even further, or reduce the money coming in, the money flow even further. How does this make sense? Why don't we start doing some things from a regulatory perspective of trying to fund the future insolvency of this, which they say is 2035, and try to fund the system from an insolvency perspective and fill the excess bucket, which is, again, the trust fund is the excess bucket. Fill that excess bucket so people can have full retirement benefits. I don't know. I just work here. But anyways, the takeaway to this is if you haven't started seriously planning for retirement, the time is now. I would say contact a financial planner or something like a certified financial planner and see what they can possibly do for you. So here are some final thoughts. Food prices will likely increase due to agricultural budget cuts. Borrowing costs rise with the $4 trillion debt limit increase will likely happen. Infrastructure cuts may lead to higher transportation costs and delays. Energy deregulation may bring volatile utility bills. Mandatory spending cuts could impact the Social Security and Medicare. So what's the solution here? We all got to start planning ahead. Watch your grocery budget, lock in low loan rates, keep an eye on energy costs, and plan for retirement now, especially if you're at or near retirement. Thank you guys for joining the 980s podcast. Subscribe to the channel. Go and get my book, MLB to CFP, live on Apple and Amazon. You have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@9icapitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.9icapitalgroup.com. Schedule your appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, engage, and also entertain. Today, we talked about the Republican concurrent budget bill that was introduced over a week ago, and how it may impact you. I know it's a lot of fear-mongering. I'm not trying to be that. I'm just trying to kind of give you an idea on what to expect and how to mitigate the impacts of budget cuts, especially if subsidies go away for farmers, especially if deregulation happens in the energy space, and especially if we have less infrastructure spending and how that could impact you moving forward. I hope this has been a valuable use of your time, guys. Thank you guys for listening to the 980s podcast. Subscribe to the channel. Stay humble, stay safe. I'll see you again soon.